Offering a most loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Dear listeners, we welcome you to the Thursday live broadcast after the session in the Mandir. We begin our morning broadcast with this segment. The past few Thursdays, if you've been tuning in, we give you brief updates about what's happening in Prashanthi Nilayam. In this segment, the first 15 minutes, we've called it the Prashanthi Vibes, and we've been taking turns to come to you and share with you our thoughts and the events that are happening around here. So this week I'm here. We have finally begun the glorious November, the month that we all look forward to, and this year is the 95th birthday of Bhagwan. We had many, many plans right from January till the birthday celebrations on 23rd November. But indeed, we all know Swami had different plans, and we've had to have a very different kind of a celebration, and that's what is happening this year. So in that sense, this time of the year should have been extremely busy and crowded at Prashanthi, and unlike most years, it is very different. It's very quiet here. It's really Prashanthi in that sense. But let's see what best we can do, and we are trying as much as possible to bring you and remind you and keep you in that flavor of birthday, and that's going to be our effort from the Sri Satya Sai Media Center. To start off with, the Thursday satsang that we have today, the video satsang that we've been doing in the past few weeks, the satsang that we have today, Brother Arvind and I will be joining you on that satsang this evening. You can catch it on YouTube at 7:30 p.m. or you can tune into Asia Stream as well. It is going to be about the birthday celebrations. The next satsang next week is also going to be about Swami's birthday, a theme related to that, I can assure you that. So we are assuring in Swami's birthday through those satsangs. The other interesting update we have about from the media center is the Akhanda Bhajan that we're going to have next weekend, I think the 14th and the 15th, if I'm not wrong. We're very excited about that. We all know that the Global Akhanda Bhajan is a very important event in the calendar of Prashanthi, especially during the birthday month. But this time, Akhanda Bhajan is going to be very different. We are planning to have a 24-hour stream of bhajans. That is, after the live stream concludes from the with the broadcast from Sai Kulund Hall, we are guessing that it will be around 2 hours. We are still waiting for confirmation on some of these schedules. After the live broadcast of the bhajans from Mandir conclude, we are going to have online bhajans from various centers in India and abroad. So we are going to have segments of bhajans from the main centers in India, Sundaram, Shivam, Dharmakshetra, so on and so forth, from different states. We have, I think, representation from almost all the major states, and we have regions of the international organization. We are going to have bhajans from the United States to New Zealand, China, Hong Kong, Sri Lanka, and all these places. We are very, very happy to make this beautiful offering to Swami. It's a global Akhanda Bhajan of a different sort. We are going to have this kind of a virtual participation by devotees from all across the globe, and we are really, really excited to present this before Swami. We invite all of you to tune in and join this special Akhanda Bhajan. It is going to be for 24 hours. Whenever there is going to be bhajans in Mandir, there is going to be bhajans all through, but whenever there is going to be bhajans with the mics on, we will be live streaming that. On the other times, we will have bhajans from these various centers from different parts of the world and India. So that's the update about the Akhanda Bhajan. probably the next Thursday when we come with updates on this segment, we'll give you better clarity on the timings. This is just a heads up. We have released our first posters, so I'm letting you know about that. I also wanted to share with you a small episode related to the birthday celebrations. If you happen to drive to Prashanti now, like many people are coming in from the nearby cities and towns to have Swami's darshan, you will see that the beautiful birthday arch is ready to welcome devotees who come in. There's a wonderful, very, very beautiful looking blue color arch that has been erected to commemorate Swami's 95th birthday, and it has a beautiful story behind it. A couple of months back, one of the alumnus shared with us a very interesting and heart-moving story. There was a person who worked in the film industry, the Telugu film industry, and he was known for making beautiful sets. He's worked in some very big movies where you have these grand sets. It so happened that the beginning of the year, sometime in January, when none of these lockdowns and all were in place, the Adilabad devotees had come for a Pratiyatra and they had presented a drama in Sai Kulwant Hall. And this gentleman, his name is Sagar, if I'm not wrong, had the opportunity to make sets for that drama. That was his first association with Swami's organization, the first time he was doing something in Prashanti Nilayam, and he was part of that presentation in that manner. But once things changed, thanks to the pandemic, which has locked us all up in our homes, this person began finding it very difficult to make his ends meet, because his work was of such a nature that unless and until there is some work to be done, there is not going to be any pay that is going to come in. So it came to such a point that he was finding it very difficult to provide for his family, and he was very desperate. He called out to his friends in his industry, the people he had worked for, but none of them were able to help him. The situation was, it was very unique, where everybody was going through a tough time here. So it came to a point that that person was also contemplating an end to his life. That's how desperate his situation was. He was not able to provide for his children. As a last resort, he happened to call this devotee who arranged for that Adilabad drama, who had engaged him for that drama. He called him up, and within minutes, this brother of ours said that, "You don't worry, we will somehow do something to reach out to you. We will reach some help to you." So they called up devotees in Shivam, Swami's center in Hyderabad, and asked if they could help. And incidentally, it so happened that if you've been following some of the updates from different parts of the Indian organization, the devotees in Shivam were doing this Amrita Kalasham program, where they would bring together provisions that are required to run a household, and they were giving it out to people who will need, migrant laborers, workers and daily wage workers who will need that kind of a support during this lockdown period. And they were doing that for almost throughout this period where there was a lockdown. When this boy called up the people in Shivam, he got to know that at that particular time, these people were distributing Amrita Kalasham to people working in the cine industry. So they found out that that was one of the sectors that was very badly hit. They wanted to support those people there, and that is how they were making Amrita Kalasham packages with provisions for people working in the cine industry. And as Swami had planned it so perfectly, there were exactly 3 Amrita Kalasham packages which were left behind, which they still had to hand out. And when this call came, they exactly knew why it was left behind, because they knew that it had to be given to this person who was so desperate. So instantly these packages were sent to that person. It was good enough for him to, you know, deal with that situation till he is back on his feet. And you can only imagine the delight and how emotional that person must have felt talking to this senior, to this alumnus of us. This brother Sagar expressed that, you know, he had worked in the industry for so many years. He had worked with so many people, but nobody could come to his rescue when he needed it the most. He had done one small work for this Sai Baba of Puttaparthi, and one call and he was there at his doorstep to save him. And he was absolutely grateful, and he actually broke down and he thanked the brothers who were instruments of Swami to bring this solace to him and his family. The reason I was telling about this Mr. Sagar is the arch that welcomes you to Prashanti Nilayam now has been built by that person. So when they were doing this arch, it so happened Swami connect the dots in such a manner that this same person was given the task of building that arch. And you could only imagine how that person must have felt. He said that this is not Swami giving me any work. This is Swami giving me an opportunity to express my love. And he's literally, you know, making me build an arch to his home. He's welcoming me to his home. And that's how every small thing that happens around here has a beautiful story behind it. And it is our pleasure to be able to listen to some of these. And it's our deeper pleasure to be able to share it with all of you. So these are the very few updates that are happening here. There's so much more to talk, but then we'll have to get on with our programs. I'll leave you with a beautiful song that captures this boundless love of Swami. Don't go away. Listen to this, because on the other side of the song, I'm going to meet you again. And I will meet you for the first segment, or rather the second segment of today's Thursday Live, the Gita series. A beautiful song in the voice, a mesmerizing voice of the singer K.S. Chitra. The song was rendered in Swami's presence, and in fact, we put out the video of this performance last Tuesday. You can look it up in our YouTube channel if you're interested. So I'm going to leave you with this song. Don't go away. On the other side of the song, I'll meet you for the Gita series.
पदम